Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, you heard it. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, a student, an ongoing student. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. The show is growing. I don't know how because I don't know anything about marketing. I don't know anything about technology. Barely, but what I do know and what I can share is this thing called happiness. This search, this vibration, this feeling. When I was younger, I've told the story. I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential. I asked for two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And so this. Finding happiness, what is happiness, the truth about happiness has been a 45-year study. And I don't tell anybody, but don't tell everyone. I am the leading expert on the topic. Now, before I go on with that, she said so humbly, before I go on, let me just say, I do not pretend to have all of the answers about everything, but what I can share with you is a different perspective. That's it. Studying this for 45 years, I've got tons and tons of different perspectives, and I don't care what kind of challenge you are experiencing in your life. And if it sounds echoey, it is. Next week, I'm going to have a new studio with the sound is going to be nice, so thank you for bearing with me. What was my point? I did have a point. Going back to just sharing a different perspective, offering a different perspective, and if it resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. Today we're going to talk about, before I go on, let me just a little housekeeping. My son and I have a show every Saturday morning. It's live. It's on YouTube. It's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. So if you're inspired, you can subscribe or look at the show or not. See, the thing is being open to all opinions, all interest. And if I listen to a few people, and you know the voices are nice and calm and soft and loving and gentle. Well, I'm a boot camp instructor. I used to teach boot camp classes for 25 years, and this is my delivery. Take it or leave it. I'm like Don Rickles. Either you love me or you don't. Or Judge Judy. And so this is my delivery. I can soften it up at times, but you're going to get a baseball bat, a strike. Anyway, let me get on with the show. This topic, I'm so excited to share this. This is a live example of what happened to me on Wednesday. I've been teaching the Truth About Happiness classes for over 15 years in California, in Oregon, and now in Nevada. 15 years of this, and I heard it all, seen it all, been attacked verbally, emotionally. Oh yes, I should be dead by now with all the stares I hate you, but it's not personal. Anyone else's energy, it's never personal. But I cannot wait to share this story about death and dying. But before I do, I want to really dive into this thoughts and stories who is the author of all of the stories that you tell? Who is the author of the thoughts? This is a practice that I've been on for a long time, and I'm going to give you some of the information that I received. And this is, you can go online, it's free. It's called The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works by Barbara Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. The Mental Laws, it's a PDF, you can download it for free. And I really want to talk about the Law One. This is her work, so this isn't me, but I'm paraphrasing. Law number one, the law of thoughts arising. Thoughts appear and thoughts disappear. This is the first law because it describes an impersonal phenomenon that happens for all of us. All of us. All of us have thoughts. All of us have stories, myself included. But what do I do with those thoughts and stories? Do I identify with the thoughts and stories? And you can observe this for yourself. Let me give you a quick exercise. It's fun. So stare at the wall, or stare at something on the wall, or stare at an object. Just stare at it. Just stare at it. And when you do, and you're quiet, and you're looking at an object on the wall, or even just a plain wall, what happens? No pictures on the wall, just a blank wall. That's really just a blank wall. What happens is, whether you want to or not, thoughts start coming. You can practice it yourself. Thoughts come and go on their own. Let me just read a little bit. Let me just read a little bit. It's sit down in a chair and face a white wall. If possible, a wall that is completely blank. Well, see there, I gave you instructions that aren't even right. Okay, look at a blank wall with no pictures or anything, just a plain blank wall. And decide and make a decision not to think. Make a decision to have your mind go blank. Try to do that for 2 minutes. Just sit there and look at a wall and try not to think. Can you do it? Probably not. And why? Because thoughts arise, thoughts come, and thoughts go. That's just what thoughts are. That's just what happens. And you cannot make this not happen. Well, let me not say... How about this? 98% of the population cannot make this not happen. You cannot make your mind go blank for very long because suddenly there's another thought. And especially when you sit down and say, I'm just going to sit here and look at a wall and not think. So you try that. Try that exercise. This is the nature of the mind. And I say mind, I say mind, ego, lower consciousness, whatever you want to call it. The label isn't important. But this is the nature of the mind. It has nothing to do with you. You are not making the thoughts come or go. They just come and go on their own. And why is this the law? Let me read this. Let's see. It happens to everyone. It's an impersonal phenomenon, and it's something you can observe and confirm for yourself. And it's happening all the time to everyone in every waking hour in our lives. If you watch very carefully, you can see it happening. You sit quietly for a while, you can actually see how thoughts just come and go. And you know, not only do they come and go, I can go from thinking about my list of things to do to a topic that happened 10 years ago to a topic that I, you know, future thoughts, it is all over the place, to my family members, to dental appointment. I mean, it bounces from, it's talk about bouncing from topic to topic. So if you can sit quietly for a while and you can actually see how your thoughts just come and go, then what happens? They just disappear all by themselves. They come, they go, they disappear. And if you're sitting and you're quietly looking at the blank wall, you're going to notice that that's what happens. Again, it's not personal. This is universal. So now that you know thoughts come and go, this is the truth. You can observe it for yourself. So here we go. Are you able, this is me talking now, are you able to watch, to witness yourself, to witness yourself experiencing these thoughts, experiencing these stories? In other words, step outside of that I'm looking at a blank wall and just watch and witness, oh, look at this, look at Rebecca sitting here staring at a blank wall, and this is what happens. This is what happens. Thoughts come and thoughts go. The point is, practice separating yourself from non-personal thoughts. They're not yours. You are not your thoughts. You are not your stories. You are that person. You are that entity that is witnessing it all. Hopefully that made some sense. Here we go, today's topic. Oh, but before, you know, I get new listeners all the time. Let me give you my definition of happiness. And again, when I say happiness, I'm talking about an energy, a personal vibration of contentment, a personal vibration of peace. You can feel the difference when your energy is content and you're walking, going around, journeying on this life with your shoulders down. And it is a practice. And one of the main ways to practice this is just practicing more trust and letting go of this illusion that you are controlling something and letting go of this illusion that you are making something happen. You're making something happen or you're not, and you're not making something happen. Let go of that illusion. What? I am making something happen, Rebecca. With my hard work and my efforts, I'm making it happen. Okay. Tell your ego that is incorrect. Just like, this is my perspective, just like you're making your heart beat and you're making your blood circulate and all the other crap that goes on inside the body, it's the same with everything else. I know it's difficult. One of the things that whenever I'm speaking, if it's in front of a class or a group, it does, or right here, I just happen to trigger and push buttons. That's just what I do. Trigger and push buttons. But it's not me. It's the message. It's the message, and it's a challenge to all of those program beliefs that yes, I'm making something happen. Yes, it's me. But all of that, who is the entity that is saying it's me? I'm doing this. And in fact, if you want scientific evidence, I'm not going to say it's unrefuted. Scientific evidence of that, no, there isn't any free will. Oh, did she say that out loud? No, she didn't. Google, go on YouTube and watch some of the videos from Dr. Robert Sapolsky, Sapolsky. I think he's a neuroscientist from Stanford professor. He just wrote a book, Determined. And it's talking about that no, there is no such thing as free will. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. That's scientific evidence. But you can believe what you want to believe. Let's get to this topic. death in dancing. Oh, and if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. On Wednesday, it was the first day of the Truth About Happiness class, and I'm in Las Vegas teaching this class. It's a 10-week course, and I teach every spring and fall. And it was the first day of class, and, of course, I go through all the introduction, definition of happiness, that happiness is a practice skill. Oh, I forgot to mention, happiness, inner peace, and contentment are all practiced skills. It's a practice. And I don't know anybody, well, not that I know everybody in the world, but I don't know anybody that practices this, except for my best friend, practices this shit 24/7. The vibration, my vibration, my energy of contentment is a 24/7 job, responsibility job. And I don't mean job that it's a burden. I mean I'm into it. I'm into this job. I'm passionate about it. And in fact, before I get to that death death and dancing, yesterday one of my friends, oh gee, I've known this 50 years, and he asked me, and he's very political, very bright, and he asked me about what was my opinion. What is the woman's name? I think she went viral. I don't even know. She was testifying. Her last name was Willis, Fannie Willis. Anyway, it's a huge thing out there, huge thing in the world, in the program world. And I did see some of the people that I watch, that I respect, that I respect their opinion, and I watched a couple of their videos, and, you know, from time to time. That's my human side, from time to time. And so I had an opinion of this woman based on people that I trusted. And I voiced it in a text. I'm not going to say what it was, positive or negative, but I voiced it in a text. And immediately I was, the return text was a whole political back and forth, the text was so long, it could have been a chapter in the book, what I got back, because of my response, not because of the person texting me, because of my response, which taught me another valuable lesson. There has been a lot more people finding me, following me, and this is going to be, I'm not making any predictions, but there's just a lot more people that are interested in this message that I'm sharing. Let me just say that. No ego involved. And here I am, a happiness specialist, making a comment, responding with an opinion about someone or something that, number one, I have no control over. That's one of the program behaviors. In fact, the book that's going to be coming out very quickly, it's in the last editing stages. It's called Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. And in that book, I list 55 program behaviors that subtract from your energy, from your vibration of happiness. 55! And one of them is commenting on, making a judgment. Well, number one, making judgments. All judgments subtract from your contentment and happiness. Number two, commenting on something that I have no control over. Number three, what else did I do? Commenting. Oh, and then making another comment about their comment. I'm telling you, pee in the mattress. I was so unsettled energy because of what I did. I wasn't staying in my lane. My lane is not political. My lane has nothing to do with anything other than exercising and this happiness. That's it. Anything else, I'm getting my nose out of it. That's another thing that subtracts from happiness. Putting my nose into someone else's business. And that taught me a lesson, especially now. In fact, I'm going to be interviewed later today in a couple of hours and then another live interview tomorrow. So the interviews are coming left and right, left and right. And thank goodness and thank God, because I am letting go of commenting, having opinion on things that are just not, number one, not an interest. Number two, I can do it. I can't do it publicly. I may be able to talk privately, but not publicly. Why would I do that? I was so uncomfortable, felt so bad getting out of my lane. Anyway, I just shared a little behind the scenes. Let's get to this death and dancing. Back to the happiness class. Toward the end of the class, there must have been 5 minutes, maybe 6-7 minutes, maybe 7 minutes left in the class. It's an hour, 45-minute class with a little break. No, nobody's sitting listening to me for an hour and 45 minutes. Oh, my God. Well, I did see people thumbing through magazines and looking on their phones, but that wasn't personal. And it really isn't personal. In fact, I've had people fall asleep in the middle of class. That's not personal either. That just means they're tired. It's nothing to do with my delivery, is it? Or my content? Of course not. Am I boring? Maybe. Anyway, back to the class. 7 minutes left in the class, and this one woman, brave and courageous, I mean, the whole class is the truth about happiness. She raised her hand and said, there is, and I'm paraphrasing again, one of her family members, I believe it was a family member or a close friend, was murdered. Now we're all listening, now the class is quiet. I mean, you can imagine the energy shift when someone is talking about a family member being murdered. And I'm listening, and the whole class is listening, and she tells the story. And she says, there is no way I am going to be able to forgive or forget that person. And she said, especially, and she went into more detail. She went into more detail as, in fact, this is going to be the topic coming up to the next class, death and dancing. And she went into more detail about why she can't let it go. This murderer, who is behind bars now, she says, has no remorse, plus even to the point of it's not only one person that the family is, that the murderer has targeted, it's more people in the family. And I don't know if it's family or friends, but it's more people that she cared about, that she loved, that the murderer said are going to be targeted. Now, I can't even imagine that, but as she's telling the story, I came up with, this is right in the moment, in the spur of the moment, I came up with a video that I do refer to. It is on YouTube, and it's called, the title of it, you can find it on YouTube. It's called How to Make a Serial Killer Cry, or Serial Killer Cries. You just Google it. Search it on YouTube, Serial Killer Cries, and it's a three-minute video. It's 3 to 4 minutes, and I'll let you look at it yourself. But the lesson in the video was how to forgive a serial killer that murdered your daughter. How do you forgive a serial killer that murdered your daughter? Most of the people that were at the trial, and it was the Green River murderer. His name is Gary Ridgway. He was a serial killer. He murdered over 40, 50 women. And he at the trial, the family members, at the trial, the family members were able to speak to him. And, of course, as you can imagine, all of the hate spilled out. I really, if you are inspired to watch that clip, it's very powerful in my humble opinion. It's very, very powerful. The power of forgiveness. Back to the woman. And I showed that video in class. I told you there was about 7 minutes left. So after she, maybe it was 10 minutes, after she told her story and how she could never forgive this person, never forgive the murderer, I mean, what am I going to say in that moment? There's no words that I could say. I wasn't even looking for a word to say. But after she told everyone that she's not forgiving him, she's not going to do it, she can't do it, I'm talking about an older woman, at least 60s. Did I say 60? That I'm 68. Oh, am I older? Yes, I am. Lord have mercy. How the hell did I get to be 68 years old? But I digress. Okay, so at that moment, after she tells the story, after the classes watched the video, this is what I did. And it just came to me. I found another video on YouTube, a song by Kool & the Gang called Celebration. And it was just minutes after she told her story. And after we watched that video with the serial killer, maybe a minute, I found the song Celebration, put it on, blasted it in class. I was crazy as hell. And I'm in the front of the class, and I start dancing. And then there are students that are in the class, and they're looking, well, what the hell is going on? Weren't we just talking about serial killers and death? This is serious. And that's another program behavior. Here we go. There's two program behaviors that subtract from happiness also. It's believing and thinking that it's serious and it's important. It's serious and important. And you can't get any more serious than death, murder, scratch the death, murder, and a serial killer. You can't get any more serious than that. I played the song Celebration, and some people were clapping, and some people were, what the hell is going on here? This is crazy. And trust me, there were probably, I'm going to count five, maybe more, because I looked right into everybody's eyes. It was a class of 30, 40 people? I think there were at least 40 people. Yeah, between 30 and 40. And I put on that song, and I said, get up and dance. I didn't say get up and dance, but I said, come on, let's dance. And I danced over to this woman. I didn't dance over to her. I walked over to this woman that just told her story. I had no words to say to her. But I hugged her. She was sitting down, and I hugged her from behind as strong as I could. And I hugged her for a long, long time. And I didn't say anything to her as the music is playing Celebration. And I didn't say anything to her because there were no words to say. And there, I didn't have an intention other than to shift that energy instantly. I wasn't going to end the class with a story about murder. Now, the woman didn't say anything to me either. She started, I'm not saying she started crying, but she was very emotional. And then people in the class went up to her, and they were hugging her too. As the music, Celebration, is on. And, you know, that goddamn song, Celebration, is longer than 4 minutes. It was long. Back to the point, I said, gee, this is a long song. I mean, can we have a quick three-minute song, please? Because it was going on and on and on. However, there were a lot of people now getting up, I would say 90%, 95% of the class. Maybe five people were still sitting and just throwing darts, energetic darts at me. Oh, I can see it. I can see it. I can feel it. When your arms are crossed and you're looking at me with this, oh, God, I wish you were. You know what? Scratch that, because I don't even know what anybody is thinking. Scratch that, you see? I'm not going to try to pretend that I know what someone else is thinking, but I definitely can feel energy. So I felt energy of lack of acceptance of what was going on, how offensive. And in fact, after class, a gentleman came up to me and said how offensive all of that was. He was offended by me turning on music, Celebration, people dancing, people clapping, and I'm telling you, the majority of the class was standing up and dancing. What does that mean? Did that have anything to do with disregarding her story? Did that have anything to do with poo-pooing, the story and the impact that had on her family? I say no. What it was is you have the ability to shift your energy and shift your vibration in an instant with dancing, singing, or laughing. You can choose to stay. Scratch that. We have been, scratch that we. I was programmed to stay in a state when I heard about someone's death. That's the program. Look at the greeting cards. They all say the same thing. Deepest sympathy, RIP, my condolences, just like robots. And all my point is, you don't have to do what the program says. You don't have to follow the program of, oh, now I heard a story about, all of the horrible stories over the news. All of them. You don't have to stay there. You can listen to it. You can feel the impact that it's had. And then next moment, you can dance. Next moment, you can dance. One of my practices is recover quickly, rejoice quickly. You can dance in the next moment. But nobody's saying that. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's even practicing it. It's, no, this is what happens, and now what is the program I need to follow? The respect, whatever, offense, that is a bunch of blah, 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 blah. No. So this coming up Wednesday when I go back, my first announcement is, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about all of you, not all of you, but there's about five of you who thought I was offensive and just despicable. I could feel it. And then the other ones that are dancing, the practice is you don't have to follow the program if you want to experience more of this thing we call happiness. And if you called in, so the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. And if you have a question, just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number 1. Back to the death and dancing. I know I've been doing this too long and teaching these classes for too long, that when I speak, there are buttons that are pushed, there are triggers that are triggered. But there is absolutely nothing that anyone can throw at me that I'm going to take personally, because it's not. I'm going through, continuing with my journey too. And nothing that anybody says or does to me, I don't care what it is personal. That is a practice. There's nothing out in nature that happens that's personal. Animals eat each other, kill each other. It's not personal. So let's get back to the death and dancing. When I go back to class on Wednesday, I'm going to ask, how many of you were triggered by hearing the story about the murder and then 2 minutes later were dancing? Shaking it up means doing something, being open to behavior, thoughts, behavior, choices that you've never made before. Your energy, your vibration is your contribution to this planet. There was no way I was going to let the class out without shifting the energy. And I was going to say, if I could, and yes, I can. And if I can do it, you can do it. You can shift your energy with dancing, singing, or laughing. I don't care what kind of news you've received. If you are committed, and if you prioritize this thing called happiness, this vibration of contentment. And when I say happiness, please don't get caught up in the word happy. It's not happy. It's joy. Whatever. It's an energy. The words, let go of the meaning, the seriousness of a meaning of a word. In fact, if you listen to me, you know words do not have power. I know the world teaches words have power, but come on. Innately, words don't have power. And so if you are seriously committed to experiencing this thing, this energy of more maintaining, sustaining this energy of contentment, let go of that program belief that words can offend you, that words can make you feel, that words can make you feel good or bad. It's a practice. Oh, any questions I have on wisdom, you can ask to join, or if you are in the queue, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. If you're in the queue, just press the number 1 and I'll let you in. You can ask a question. Death and dancing, yes you can, in less than 2 minutes. And there was an example. Now, let me be even more transparent. Don't think that my ego had a big problem with what I did. Don't think that my ego didn't say, what the hell? How could you even think about putting on a song celebration after this woman talked about her family member being murdered? How could you even do that? Your first day of class. What a fill in the blank. Oh, my ego attacks me just like it attacks you. But the practice is, as I talked about earlier, is when you witness those thoughts and you witness those stories and you make an observation and you observe, as opposed to identifying with the thoughts and the stories, there's no other energy but to feel contentment and happiness and joy and peace in mind. All of it. But it's a practice. Now let me share with you what happened after that, which is even more mind-boggling. Well, it's not mind-boggling because it's a program. And so if you are offended or if you are triggered, know that you also are programmed. You're programmed. And when I said I'm up to 55 programmed behaviors that subtract from happiness, I got 55. 55. Where's my list? Where's that list? Here it is. And the book is coming out, Programmed for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. Number one, blaming anyone or any circumstances for how you're feeling. Comparing yourself to others. Trying to control anything outside of yourself. Let me go to level three, because you people are level three people now. Giving power to words. That's number one. Oh, yes, words are powerful. No, they're not. Energy is powerful. Words are powerful only if you're programmed. Beep, 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 beep. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. Having preferences. Resisting the present moment. Oh, this is another one. And the chapter is called Lies, Lies, and More Lies. Thinking that you can self-sabotage or block any of your, they call it, abundance from happening. Oh, that's a big one going around. Oh, yes, I'm blocking my energy. Well, you know what? The people scratch that. You cannot block what God has planned for you. You cannot stop or sabotage what God has planned for you. But if you, unless you're programmed to believe that, and that's, and this world sells dissatisfaction. Oh, the world sells, because what are all the people going to do if they can't help you release your blocks or help you with the sabotage? Or what else are they going to sell? Now, I'm not a poo-pooing you, sell whatever you want to sell, but I'm here to tell you that you cannot block what God has planned for you. I know I can't. What feels more true? Hello? Anybody out there? Let me share this last thing. And then that's the end of the show. So after the class, and this person was in class the whole time, came up to me with the phone and said, look at what just happened. You know how the latest news comes on your phone. I don't listen to the news, but the latest news came onto their phone. And this person is showing me there was a shooting at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade. They showed me right after class. I'm a happiness specialist, an inner peace practitioner. I just did this whole class about it's the program that is causing your suffering. Let's start eliminating the programming. And this person, who is programmed, showed me on the phone the mass shooting or shooting at the Kansas City parade. Now, I said, listen, because I'm not one to bite my tongue when I'm one-on-one and you just sat through a whole happiness class. I said, why are you showing me that? That's another addiction. Sharing bad news. Some people are addicted to watching the news and then sharing it. They can't wait to share a horrific story. They can't wait. And so I said, why are you showing me, this happiness specialist, this news? And then the response was, scratch that, the program response was, just so you'll be aware of it. And I said, just so I'll be aware of it, I don't need to be aware of anything. I don't need to be aware of the news. And the same person, some people just grab it, just need, they feed on bad news. Not only do they feed on it, and when I say feed on it, I mean chewing on it like a bone. Chewing on it like a bone. Not only do they need that news, they need to share it. What's my responsibility when that happens? Because it happens a lot. There's a lot of program people out there. Scratch a lot. They're 98% of the population. So what is my responsibility is to accept these people also. Even the people that share bad news, that my job is to accept without judgment. And there's a difference between judging and describing. So when I describe a person, that's all, I'm describing what happened. But do I put a judgment on it? Absolutely not. Why? Because I used to be exactly the same way until this happiness was all that I studied. And I told the story. I'm going to just share it really quickly because people ask me, what's your motivation? Well, I didn't have motivation to do it for myself. I didn't have the motivation to do it for me. When my son was 11, 12 years old, I think it was his first year in junior high, he signed my name on his report card. I don't know, I've done that before. I did that before. And the reason why he signed my name is because he couldn't come to me. And my best friend told me, he said, it's your fault that he signed your name on his report card. It's not his. It's your fault. He can't come to you. And as soon as that light bulb, talk about a light bulb, that light bulb went on, and that was the truth. He couldn't come to me. I said, okay, that's it. I was on it like flies on. I was on it. I wanted to be the mother and have an environment that my son could tell me anything. I don't know about you, but I couldn't tell my parents anything. Oh, there were certain things I could tell them and certain things I knew not to tell them. But I wanted an environment for my son to be able to tell me anything if he chose to. And I shared this story, but there's a lot more new listeners I'm going to share last time. So when he was in his 20s, guess what this kid comes to me and says? Guess what he says? Get ready for your program response. Your program response is going to be, I'm just letting you know. He says, Mom, I tried crystal meth the other day. That's how comfortable he was sharing with me. I couldn't tell my parents I tried crystal meth. I didn't try crystal meth, but couldn't tell my parents I tried anything. And the only thing I had to say to him was, I said, well, whose idea was it? Was it your idea or was it another person's idea? And he said it was someone else's idea. And then I said, well, just know that that person is not your friend, does not want the best for you. In fact, that person is bad news. But that's all I said. And I let it go. So the point is the motivation for me to be different, to grow, to look for, to seek this truth, the truth about happiness, came from that. I needed to change. I needed to be different. I took on the responsibility. Yes, me. Now I hear about naked yoga. I don't want to know about naked yoga, but I hear about it. Anyway, back to death and dancing. Yes, yes, you can go from hearing about death in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, you can also dance. But it's your choice, your decision. Because the program people are addicted to that behavior. How do you act when you hear news about someone's murder? I mean, how do you act? And I'm not saying, thanks for telling me about the murder. I think I'm going to dance about it. That's not the point. The point is that energy, you don't have to stay stuck in a program. And it is all a program. of what, how to behave when you hear about death, even murder. Whew. Well, that's the end of today's show. Unless somebody has a question, area code, no questions, or you want to come up? I guess not. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. My YouTube channel, yay! I got YouTube channel, YouTube. It's still a work in progress, but we're up to 10 episodes of Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Pause, plus more. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the book that I'm writing now, which is going to be out in less than 2 months, I've been saying that, though, for a while, haven't I? But 2 months. It's called Programmed for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. It's going to be published sooner than later. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Accept yourself wherever you find yourself in the journey. Accept wherever you find yourself in this journey. Be your own best friend, and remember, all the work, the self-awareness is the work. Awareness is the work. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's a quote by Abraham Hicks. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, but most importantly, a student, ongoing student. Remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you'll find. Practice what, Rebecca? Practice eliminating all of those programmed behaviors. I'm up to 55. I wonder, of course there's more. Your experience in this life is going to reflect on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. Yay! Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get down.
Get spiritual.